with us for news. I'm Keith Peters reporting the death toll stands at 16 in Florida from Hurricane Milton. Authorities and residents are surveying the damage wrought by the powerful storm and picking up debris tossed about. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says people need to be careful as they try to clean up after the storm.
We're now in the period where you have fatalities that are preventable. We have had fatalities because of interaction with downed power lines and water. We are seeing hazards that are still there. So please exercise caution. Don't wade into floodwaters. Be careful with how you're using ladders. Use generators properly. Make sure it's outside your home. Don't run that generator inside.
The state's vital tourism industry is beginning to return to normal. Florida's theme parks, including Walt Disney World, reopened Friday. Further north, one Dallas company is not forgetting survivors of last week's impact of Hurricane Helene in the Carolinas, Georgia, and elsewhere. Patriot Mobile is delivering generators, blankets, and other essentials in its company trucks to residents hit by Helene. Lee Wamsgans is the company's chief communications officer.
One of our first challenges was more of our employees wanted to go and help, and we narrowed it down to two because we filled the truck, the front seat, middle of the truck, the back of the truck. We wanted to take as much as we could. Our employees are sleeping in the truck to not take those rooms away from evacuees. You know, we're a Christian company, and we believe in being the hands and feet of Jesus and doing whatever we can to help whenever we can.
Patriot Mobile bills itself as America's only Christian conservative cellular service provider. On Wall Street, the Dow by 409 points. This is SRN News. Despite challenges in our culture, including battles over men competing in women's sports, nonprofit Christian legal organization First Liberty Institute's optimistic about traditional values triumphing in America. Nathan Shackelford, spokesman for First Liberty's F3 program, says there's much for conservatives to be thankful for.
We've just seen the change in the amount of rights that we've gained in the last few years, especially with the Supreme Court we have right now that's going to follow the laws it's written. We're winning cases that have really big, important meanings and that protect the entire country and give us more rights than we've ever had. Plus, seeing a lot of young people that are standing up and right now and saying, hey, I want to make a difference. I think all those things together give us a lot of hope for the future of the country and the future for religious freedom.
Young people wanting to get more information of the F3 program aimed at 20 to 40 year olds can go to the website firstliberty.org/F3. This is SRN News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Berlin as he continues his push for the use of long-range weapons.
Here in Germany, I think this is an increasingly fractious issue. Most mainstream parties and most voters support wholeheartedly supporting Ukraine militarily, but there are controversial rows, I think we can safely say, here in Germany when it comes to long-range missiles and whether those Western-made long-range missiles should be able to target targets deep inside Russia. And that's really what President Zelensky wants.
BBC correspondent Damian McGinnis reporting from Berlin. Zelensky received a pledge of a new weapons package from German Chancellor Scholz Friday on that European tour, meant to win backing for his victory plan. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.